I had a message, but Steve shared enough, and so I let me just read a quick passage, and we'll be done. But I just want to read Matthew 11:28. I want to share with you just a statement Jesus said. And maybe you're here tonight, and you say, you know, I don't know if I'm somebody God would want. I don't know if God can do it in my life. And Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, He said, "Come unto me." And he invites people. Anybody maybe went a few years in your life before you got a formal invitation to something?
Yeah.
Other people. Did you get invited to the party? Did you get invited to the party? What party? Oh, no, I didn't. And you always feel bad, and you're like, man, you know, I'm not wanted. And then you go out, and they're picking teams, and they're like, I pick him, and you're like over there with your little sister, and then they pick your little sister, and, you know, and you're just... You just don't get invited, and you're just kind of... Jesus comes along and tells us, He says, "Come unto me." And who's He talking to? He says, "All ye that labor and are heavy laden." You know, labor is external, heavy laden is internal. What we carry on the outside is carried on the inside after a while. And so He says, everybody that's holding down the weight of life on the outside and everybody that's pressed down on the inside, He said, I am talking to you. And He said, if you come unto me, I will give you rest. He is the God who made us, says, if you come to me, I will give you rest. You look like you're tired. You know, I think Jesus would walk in this room tonight and He'd come up to some of us and say, you look tired. And on the outside, we may look good, but you know, He looks through us and He sees our soul and He says, there's some things in there I can give you rest from. You've been carrying that for a few years, haven't you? How long are you going to carry your marriage? How long are you going to carry your kids? How long are you going to carry your past? How long are you going to try to carry your addiction on your own? He says, come to me, I'll give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. And you know, the interesting thing is we all carry a yoke. And a yoke is interesting because it's like two oxen that are, and they're covered with a yoke, and you pull behind them. It's like that Engel, there you go. Yeah, you always wanted to marry Charles Ingalls and Little House on the Prairie. And they'd have those yoke of oxen, and they'd be going along, and so He's saying, listen, Jesus comes along and says, I want to yoke up with you. Isn't that interesting? He says, take my yoke upon you. I'm willing to come underneath and help you on this. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's that reading and understanding. Listen, the only way I understand who God is through this book. Jesus says, learn of me. He said, I am meek and lowly in heart. That is a tremendous thing to think about. The God who is transcendent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnisapient, all-wise, all-powerful, everywhere present. That God of all gods, He says, I am meek. And I am lowly in heart. And He said, you shall find rest for your souls. I remember talking to a group of guys down at the Christopher House, and I asked them this question. I said, what would you pay for peace? What would you give to have peace in your life? And several of the guys said, I would give anything I had. I would give anything I had. You can't put a price tag on that. And it's true. And Jesus says, I'll give it to you. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So tonight is an invitation from the God who spoke you into existence. I can tell you right now, Steve's carrying a lighter load. He works a long day. You get up at 3 in the morning, be at work at like 4 or something. I mean, he works a long day. He's going to meetings, church, he's going to stuff. He's involved in people's lives, sponsoring. He's working with others. I mean, he's working long. But I tell you, he has peace in his heart now that he didn't have for many, many years of his life. You see, it's not the amount of stuff that comes on us. It's the amount of power that's in us. You know how many times people say, once this changes and once I get a new, once I this gets over and then once that our relationship gets to this stage. And maybe God says, you're going to keep passing the buck on and you're going to have something new come along every other month. You'll never get out of it. Stop trying to change your circumstances and start changing who your master is. Yoke up with the one who can give you peace and rest for your soul. And so tonight there is an invitation given. And God, if Jesus Christ were here, He would say, just come to me. Do you believe me? I think He would look at all of us and say, do you believe me? Are you willing to come? and take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. And he says, you'll find rest for your soul. So tonight, maybe you're here tonight and you say, I just want to get right with God, and I've been working trying to get right with God. Stop working. Just come. Just come. Some people try to do all these works, and man, I got to improve myself. I've had people say, man, I can't come to church. I can't pray and receive. I got so many things in my life. I need to get it right. No. Listen, you don't go to the hospital when you're well. You didn't go to A, and you didn't go to church when you were doing good. Amen. You're not like, I'm going to sober up, and then I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to go to AA once I'm sober. I'm going to get right with God, and then I'll go to church. I'm going to heal my broken arm, then I'll go down to the hospital. What kind of dumb thought is that? You don't come to God healed, you come to God broken. And you know, that's, Jesus said that's what he is. And so he's willing to have us in our mess. And our lives get messy, don't they? There's not a perfect person in this room. And if it be told, all of us got our own issues. Amen. A lot of us got public issues, some of us got private issues, but we all got issues. And praise God, God loves us through it all. Amen. And so the Bible says this, and we'll be done. The Bible says, God proved his love toward us while we were sinners. Christ died for us. Jesus loves you so much, he was willing to die. He was willing to take our alcoholism, our drug addiction, our lies, our thefts, and take them to a cross and die in our place so that we who were dead could have life. The invitation is, it's time to live. So if you'd bow your heads with me tonight.